This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has set a new pace for EV adoption. That's the conclusion of the latest quarterly report from Colorado auto dealers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Between July and September, nearly a third of all new vehicles registered in Colorado came with a plug. That's slightly higher than California's EV adoption rate, and it marks the highest percentage ever recorded in any U.S. state. Drivers rushed to buy EVs across the country this fall before a federal tax credit worth up to $7,500 expired on September 30th. With the incentive gone, dealers expect EV adoption will drop over the next few months. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The federal government shutdown is now in its fourth week, and CPR's Washington, D.C. reporter Caitlin Kim says both Republicans and Democrats have dug in their proverbial heels with no outward urgency to find a solution.
Honestly, I think it's going to take the involvement of the White House and President Trump. Thus far, he's taken a very hands-off approach to this shutdown, but most people agree that Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune can't cut any deal without Trump's sign-off. And it seems like that's what they're all waiting for.
The shutdown is now in its 24th day. The number of Coloradans who received the flu and COVID vaccinations remains low. That's especially true for Hispanic residents. For flu shots, about 15% of the population and just 5% of Hispanics have received one. The COVID-19 immunization numbers are much lower. Only around 7% of all residents have gotten a COVID-19 shot. For Hispanic Coloradans, that figure is just 1.5%.